Hello and welcome back to another episode of Kenny the Sports Guys Podcast. I'm your host Kenny Severo, and in today's episode, the spotlight is on San Diego Padres shortstop Fernando Tatis Jr. In under 2 years, Tatis has solidified himself as one of the best players in the league. Is he the savior of baseball? Let's get into it.
To Kenny, the Sports Guy Podcast.
For those who don't know what consists of a 5-2 player, it consists of hitting for power, running, fielding, and throwing. Tatis was a former MLB number 2 prospect and made his major league debut on March 28, 2019 and took the league by storm ever since. Tatis was signed as an international free agent from the Dominican Republic by the Chicago White Sox. On June 4, 2016, he was a part of the trade for pitcher James Shields. You already know who won that trade, as Shields basically just tanked in Chicago. With the addition of Tatis, the Padres are building towards their bright future. Tatis was ready for the big time like his father, Fernando Tatis Sr., who played 11 years in Major League Baseball and holds the Major League record for most RBIs in an inning. He hit 2 grand slams in 1 inning during a game against the Dodgers on April 23, 1999. Within 2 years, Tatis is a better player than his father. In fact, the Padres believed in Tatis Jr. so much that last February, Tatis signed a 14-year, $340 million contract extension. So basically, he will be a Padre forever. In his first full season, Tatis hit .317. With 22 home runs, 61 runs, and 106 hits. Although a back injury ended his 2019 season, Tatis came in third place in balloting for the National League Rookie of the Year, behind Mets Pete Alonso and Braves Mike Soroka. In the 2020 pandemic-shortened season, he had a great season with 17 home runs, which was second in the National League, 42 RBIs, and 11 stolen bases. He was also the hardest hitter in the game as he had the highest average exit velocity with 95.9 miles per hour. Tatis finished in 4th place in the NL MVP race behind Freddie Freeman, Mookie Betts, and Manny Machado. So, is Tatis Jr. baseball's savior? Yes and no. Currently, Mike Trout is the face of Major League Baseball and will continue to hold that title for the next 10 years. However, other young players can claim the face of Major League Baseball. Tatis is very special and will be one of the greatest players of all time. However, Tatis just has it. He just has the talent to succeed in baseball. The question remains though, can he win a ring in San Diego? The Padres are doing so well this season and many of the pundits expected him to make it as far as the NLCS. Maybe to make it to the World Series? I mean, who knows with this Padres team? I think in 10 years, Tatis will be the face of baseball and will be the savior of all of baseball. Well, folks, that is my time. Do you agree with this episode? Let me know in my social media pages on Twitter at Kenny_sports. Again, on Twitter at Kenny_sports. And on Instagram at KennyTheSportsGuy. Again, on Instagram at Kenny the Sports Guy. In addition, I have a brand new website which recently came out called www.kennsportsguy.com. Ken the Sports Guy with 2 N's. Also, I am on Anchor FM, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, and if you want past and future episodes, check out my website as I mentioned it before. Until the next episode, see ya, and I hope you stay safe and healthy.